The repowering conversation is becoming more and more pervasive in the wind industry these days. As our wind fleet gets older in the country, there are still a ton of initial wind developments, but some of our wind farms that were put into place into service early in this century or millennium, I guess you'd say, are getting to the point where they're getting towards the end of their useful life, end of their initial term on some of the initial projects agreements. So the repowering decision is starting to come up. First of all, you know, what is a repowering? A repowering is essentially where you are replacing some or all of the equipment on your project in order to extend the life of that project and hopefully increase your returns. So there are essentially two types of repowering, and I akin to repowering much like rehabbing a house. So you can do a full repowering, and a full repowering is pretty much like a tear down and rebuild of a house. Everything comes out, turbines, foundations, electrical systems mostly are decommissioned, removed from the project site, new turbines installed on new foundations, new electrical systems, and sometimes even new roads and ancillary facilities. Sometimes you can use the same collection systems and some of the same roads depending on locations of your facilities, but full repowering is almost an entirely new project. A partial repowering is anything that's less than that, and it would be akin to like a gut rehab of a house. So in a partial repowering, for example, you could replace the blades, rotors, drive shafts, control systems, and keep the existing towers and the foundation. So let's see. So considerations that might lead you to want to do a repowering versus not, or want to do a full repowering versus a partial repowering are capacity factor increases. You'll notice that over the last 20 years, we've nearly doubled the average capacity factor. With that increase in capacity factor, an increase in revenue, sometimes that will justify the expense of a repowering. If you are doing a partial repowering, if you're doing a partial repowering where you're utilizing the existing foundations and the existing towers, there has to be a fairly extensive analysis and investigation done by the IE, the independent engineer, and that IE report reviewing those materials is going to be extensively reviewed and relied upon by not only the developer but the developer's lender, and it's going to involve looking at not only how those components were designed, but how they were structured, and how they've kept up over time. In addition, sometimes when you repower, you're typically putting larger, heavier equipment up tower, and so you need to know if the capacity of the foundation and the towers will withstand that extra weight, and also just if they're in good enough shape to last for another 10 or 15 years. Contract requirements could lead you to a full or partial repowering, or the inability to do a repowering, and we'll cover that in a few minutes. Equipment limitations, obviously all of the pieces need to fit and work together, both physically and legally. So you might have, you might want to only replace certain components of equipment, but obviously they all have to connect and play nice with one another. And sometimes you might have legal constraints, IP constraints in your contracts that prohibit certain OEM his equipment from being used with another or exposed to another. O&M costs lead you to a repowering. You should see with newer, fancier, larger equipment, typically a reduction in O&M costs as your O&M costs increase with aged equipment. Permitting requirements, again, could lead you to one versus another. You might have to, if you are changing the location of certain facilities, you might have to get new permits. You might have to update the permits based upon the height of your towers if you're going taller. You might find that you're reducing your environmental impacts. With some of these, the increases in technology, you might find that you are only installing a third as many turbines. And with that reduction in the number of turbines, and you're still producing the same quantity of power, your environmental impacts are reduced. The wind resource could lead you to a repowering. If you're putting up new towers, typically they're going to be taller, and they might get you to some stronger winds a little bit higher up. You would need to put up some taller met towers a year or two in advance of that repowering decision to justify to yourself and to your lender your ability to get that increased wind resource at the higher level. And also the PTC and recent extension of that could help you finance the repowering.